cyberspace devotee remarks on the earthquake in Gujarat in India and asks, how do we look at natural disasters such as 100 children being killed so quickly, or the moving of a village to new land, and what about the temple? Will a large group of people pass on to the inner world, drop off their physical body unexpectedly through a natural disaster? This is called a group karma. They were all born to have this experience at the same time in togetherness. In creating a new village, first the location of the temple must happen. Traditionally, this is what must be done. Locate the temple or the temples or other places of worship of other religions. Get them settled first. And then the village comes up around the places of worship. It's not the other way around. A cyberspace devotee in Kuala Lumpur remarks that gangsterism and gangs in our country are more and more prevalent. Even the police are coming to the schools and talking to the students. I know for a fact that school students have been beaten by their parents out of their homes, afraid to go home for more beatings out of anger, not out of discipline. The police should be lecturing to the parents. The students are innocent byproducts of the crimes of the parents and grandparents. Children start out in life very innocent, very pure, and they're molded by what they see the elders do, aunties and uncles and grandfathers and grandmothers, and their mothers and fathers and older brothers and sisters. These young people who form gangs are hurting on the inside, have been injured and damaged by those at home. They should not be blamed. The crime is on the side of the parents, the aunties, and the uncles who are living in anger, living in jealousy, living in competition, and making life miserable for the new generation coming up. In a mature and stable society, the parents are held responsible for the actions of their young people. I could tell you many stories of what happens in homes in Malaysia. Why? Because I have email. And the young people have Hotmail. Two coming together, I know their stories, their sadnesses, and their hurts and fears. And the weakness of the community is that no one is standing up for the rights of young people to be raised without being harassed mentally, emotionally, without being hurt physically. That is the weakness of society.